It's time for Minecraft Me, the show that's all about Minecraft. From beginning level to expert, we'll show you what you need to know to survive in the world of Minecraft. With Joseph Falby and Chase Nunes, what's coming up on this episode?
Joe is back from PAX, and we are back for another edition of Minecraft Me. On this edition, we cover the Minecraft news of the week. Joe shows me what to do with potions, the server showcase, and your questions and all that in a hugely packed episode. This is episode 27, recorded on April 13th, 2012. Hey everybody, welcome again to another edition of Minecraft Me. That's right folks, we're back. The show that shows you, the noob, or maybe intermediate, or maybe even an expert player, how to play the wonderful game of Minecraft. Where, you know, I'm guided through by this gentleman right here. You know him. You love him. Here he is, folks. It's Notch. No, I'm kidding. It's Joseph Falby. What's up, Joe? How are you, man?
Hey, pretty good.
I know. It's been too long.
It has been a long couple of weeks.
A lot of people thought that we were done, that we weren't doing this anymore, and they're like, well, 26 episodes, that's good. Half a year.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, that was it. That's all we were budgeted for, 26
that's
episodes.
That's right. And we just got picked up for a second season, so we're happy about that. GeekGamer.tv picked us up, which is cool, because I know the owner of the network.
The hookups, yeah.
So you were at PAX East last week.
I was at PAX East last week. So a week ago today, actually a week ago yesterday, I was setting up. A week ago today, I was probably, what time would it be? No, I was probably still there.
Yeah. So how was it?
So it was a good time. It was a lot of fun. We ran a few tournaments. We ran a Minecraft tournament on Sunday that actually went really well. It took a little bit to get started. Once it got going, it was a lot of fun. Built a giant maze and had people to run through it. First person you get to the end won a video card. Second guy won some cool stuff that was donated by Mark from Mojang. He was actually there. Not Marcus. Notch himself. But the community rep for Mojang was at PAX, and he gave us some stickers and a lanyard and stuff like that to give out. And I ended up talking him. I don't have it here in front of me, but I ended up talking him into giving me one of the Minecraft lanyards, the Mojang lanyards, which I was super excited about.
Hey, Joe, we're getting late-breaking news right now, and people are telling us in the chat room that 1.2.5, if you update your client, works in our server.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So we can still do the showcase.
So we can still do our server showcase.
Yes, good. And I guess that kind of makes sense, because otherwise we'd be getting that influx of emails. I can't get onto the server. Why? Yeah. So no, that's cool. We're finally happy to have you back, Joe, and do the show. Granted, it is on a Friday instead of Thursday, because for some reason you get back from Boston and then all of a sudden you're busy on a Thursday. What?
It happens.
I know. It's all right. But we hope.
But I'm here today. We'll
yes.
do the show. We'll get it done.
Yes.
And then next week we should be able to go back to Thursdays.
That's right. So, and a lot of people have started to look at our calendar, and that's good. They're following us on Twitter, which is good. So just follow our calendar on our website, geekgamer.tv, and you'll know when we go live. And no, folks, this show is not dead. It will not die. We will not kill the show. We're having too much damn fun doing it. And yeah. And not only that, but there's so much that we haven't even covered, and there's so many talented people out there that we want to interview. But we're really trying to hold off on our first real official guest until Notch can come on the show. Even if it's 5 minutes, I want him on this show.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to cheat it. I'll just get a fedora and
I can put a different filter and you just put a different background behind you. Hell, actually, we'll green screen it, okay?
Yeah, we could come up with something, I'm sure.
Coming live from Stockholm, Sweden. There he is.
We'll just put a blizzard behind me. Right? I mean, isn't that what Sweden is? I've never visited, so I don't really know.
I don't know. We should just take the show there.
We could try that. I mean,
that might work.
A little harder.
We just need to make sure he's there.
To get there is a little hard. But.
Yeah, well, that's why they have planes and stuff. All right, enough chit-chat, folks. You know, it's time to do what we do. It's time for the news.
Huh. Minecraft News.
All right, as we discussed in the top of the show, yes, folks, there is an update to Minecraft version 1.2.5. Ooh, Fiverr. The Fiverr. So, Joe, some of the things that were released in this patch, a lot of fixes, not a lot of new features per se, but what are some of the highlights of 1.2.5?
Well, mostly it's bug fixes, fixing how the ocelots act. Sometimes they will act like tamed cats, even when they're not supposed to be. There are a few new features, some things that they did, like the direct connect dialogue now will save the last IP address you used to connect to or the last server name you used to connect to, which is a good thing. They made it so that you can destroy TNT blocks even if you have a flint and steel in your hand. It used to be that as soon as you had a flint and steel in your hand, you went up interactive with one, it would blow up. And they changed the or it would start blowing up. And they changed one of the internal structures, the code signature file. They changed the names for that. But no real big, like, amazing upgrades or changes or new features or anything like that. But a few nice things. Definitely, step in the right direction. I know that the next update, which they've already talked about the I think they've already released the weekly update for it. The next one will have a bunch of new features in it that should be worthwhile.
That's cool. One of the big reasons why this patch was pushed out so quickly was the fact that in the 1.2.4 patch, there was a severe crash bug in the world generator. Mm. And so that was one of the reasons why they pushed this out so quickly. And they figured, well, we're going to push this out. Here's some more fixes. Here you go. Yep. No surprise, folks. No surprise at all that Minecraft is the 2011 Game of the Year from the National Academy of Video Game Testers and Reviewers Corporation. That's the NAVGDR award. Just rolled off the tongue. What's interesting is that they put Mojang's free-to-play PC game against...
It's not free-to-play.
That's what the article says, but
indie-ish game.
Yeah, indie-ish game against big behemoth games like Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, but it beat it out. It also, beat out other titles out there as well. So big
specifically
props.
For Game of the Year.
Yeah, for Game of the Year, which is impressive.
I don't know if you have the list, but these are some pretty big titles that beat out Arkham City, Battlefield 3,
yeah,
Portal 2. And Skyrim, of course. Those are some huge titles that a lot of people are playing, and Minecraft floated to the top and took it. So, really cool.
Yeah, not shocked at all. And, hey, that's why we're doing a show about the Game of the Year from the NAVGDR 640 voting members, including the person who wrote that article.
I'm going to call it Navgator.
Navgator?
Navgator.
No, I like Nav. That's what I like.
All right, Jeremy.
Clarkson Island. Yes. All right. So the reason why I said free to play and the whole thing, it kind of melts into the next story, and that is Notch is receiving death threats over Minecraft free server shutdown. So can you explain here, Joe, what the hell's going on and why Notch? Notch, the nicest guy in the world who's brought us a great game, is getting death threats?
Well, my understanding is there was a server out there that was... I'm not totally clear on this, but I believe offering or allowing people to connect to it without legitimate without legitimate accounts. And it was a fairly popular server that... and may have even been giving away copies of Minecraft or the ability to play Minecraft. So,
okay.
In addition to normally you have to go to the Mojang site, you have to download the little executable. The first time you run it, it downloads all the additional stuff after you log in. I think this other site was letting you download the entirety of the game without having to log in, without having to authenticate. So with that, then you can go into offline mode if you don't have a valid account, and you can play in a server that doesn't check the accounts against the internet, against the main Minecraft server. So it's kind of annoying for people who don't have legitimate accounts or haven't purchased them. Now, I know we have a few viewers who are in that sort of situation, But it's definitely not something that you should be threatening someone with death for.
No, I mean, come on. Really, folks? I mean, it's a $20 game, okay? I understand that some people can't afford it, okay? Don't threaten. I mean, come on. Please.
Yeah, it's... But most of the threats, they're fairly confident, are from... he said... he actually says, oh, by the way, they were from what sounded like kids, and I am not genuinely worried about my safety. He Notch actually posted it on Twitter. So... It's kind of a sad situation. What I think is kind of funny about it is the guy who was running the server that was downloading it, when Notch told him to shut the server down, he challenged Notch to a game of Quake, I think. it was some FPS, and Notch accepted. He said, sure, let's go for it. So I don't know when that's going to be played or if it's already been played, but that sort of shows you the attitude he has and how he is as a person. I think that's really cool that, yes, he would, you know, he wants people to stop doing what is against and bad for business, but he's willing to, you know, work with people and do fun things like that.
So. Too cool. Now, in the last story, and this is just a follow-up, we talked about it on Geek Gamer Weekly, and that is Minecraft finally has a release date for the Xbox 360, and that is May 9th. You'll be able to pick up Minecraft on the Xbox Live Arcade for 1,600 Xbox points, which is $20 US. Obviously, this version will be modified for the console. It will have drop-in and drop-out gameplay with your friends, multiplayer up to, I believe, 8 people using 4 different four consoles. I mean... I was watching some of the T4 show's content for PAX East, and they actually had it on display there at the show. Very exciting. Obviously, at this point, no tie-in with PC gamers, so console gamers will not be able to play with PC and vice versa. However, it will have split-screen multiplayer, and you'll be able to mine to your heart's content on the console.
And you'll be able to play 4 people on one machine.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Split-screen. And then... eventually, not yet, but you will be able to connect 2 consoles and play 8 players on 2 consoles split screen. So
drunken Minecraft parties, I guess.
I guess you could, but I'd rather do a drunken Minecraft party on PC.
Yeah, there you go.
It's cool. Yeah. People who don't have PC or you know are not able to play the game on their computers, that sort of thing. This seems like a good option to get your Minecraft fix. But I'll be sticking with the PC version. I probably won't pick up the Xbox one.
But hey, as a true Minecraft show, we are not just about Minecraft on the PC. We're Minecraft anywhere. So as soon as that comes out, I will be picking that up and showing it to you guys with video review for Minecraft Me. I think it'll be our first ever video review of a new game on our show that I will do. I will actually play the video, and you guys will be like, wow, that sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
You'll just get frustrated with the controls in a few minutes.
I'll be like, what is this control? Yeah. Oh, no, I can't lie. I mean, here's my Xbox 360 controller right here. I'll be like, whoa, how do I push these buttons? This is pretty new. Okay. All right. So enough of the news. We have a great segment. Joe's going to show me a lot of things about enchantment.
No.
I'm sorry.
Brewing.
I'm sorry. I always get that confused. Brewing. Yeah, brewing. We're not talking about beer, folks. That's something completely different.
Potions. Brewing potions.
Brewing potions.
Yeah. And something people have asked about many, many times.
Now, before I actually hit the magic music and go into the game, how long ago did it actually get added into the game? Because I know it hasn't been in the game since the very beginning, right?
Man, you got to go and ask a question like that. I want to say
I'm just wondering.
The 1.9 beta was when it was introduced.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, that was the, you know, we're at 1.25 now. It was potion effects were initially introduced in beta 1.8, and potions were made as of 1.9 pre-release. 3 potions can only have 1 effect. They were introduced in beta 1.8, but they were refined as time goes on. Obviously, just like everything else in Minecraft.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Well, very good. Well, folks, let's go ahead and let's play some Minecraft.
Let's play.
All right. So here we are in our beautiful, humble abode.
Yep. The hovel.
Yes. And, you know, nothing's changed. It's still the same old.
Still the hovel. I did remove the, we did a cobblestone generator, remember, back in the corner a while ago. Yeah. I did go ahead and remove that just because it was kind of taking up a lot of space.
We cleaned up.
Yeah. So, but the only real big change is I made an area downstairs. Now we've been here before. We've been in here and we did a little bit of info on piston actuation and you know we did a piston door here. Yeah, don't break that torch because it'll flood the room. but if you throw this switch, you can see the piston door that we put together on our previous episode. The invisible door, so to speak. So, but this room's not quite big enough. I wanted a little bit more space for future projects.
All right.
So I carved out another room over here.
All right.
So in here, obviously, is a lot more space. It's really well lit. I put a bunch of glowstone in the ceiling. So we should have plenty of space in here to do a future project. And, of course, we can always expand it more if we need to.
Sure.
But this episode is all about brewing and potions. So
So what the hell are these? These look like Triforce things. Like,
well, these are an integral part of brewing. These are the stands. They used to be cauldrons, but they were replaced by this. These are called brewing stands, and we'll show you how to make one in just a couple minutes here. But we'll talk. I think we should talk about a few of the things that we need to do brewing.
Okay.
So, of course, first thing you need are these brewing stands.
All right.
You need some glass bottles.
All right.
You need water. And then you need a bunch of kind of exotic ingredients. Some of them exotic, some of them not so exotic. But there are quite a few of them that you need.
And these are ingredients that you would gather while you're playing normally, correct?
Yeah. You gather them in different places. Some of the things you have to craft by doing other things. Some of the things are things that you won't necessarily run across right away.
Okay.
There's quite a bit of materials that have to come out of the nether. Now, obviously, we've talked before that when I do a pre-show prep, I don't bother going and collecting everything where they actually exist. I went ahead and just created all this stuff
in creative mode. Yeah.
Because otherwise, I literally would have been gathering these materials for probably 2 or 3
weeks. Right, yeah, of course.
We would delay the episode by another 2 weeks so I could gather everything we needed for the episode.
Right, yes.
So you're going to see a lot more of it than what you'll run into in the real world or in the real Minecraft, I guess.
Gotcha.
But it is all we'll try to go over. We'll start at the beginning. We'll show you how to create these the brewing stands, and we'll talk about creating bottles. But all the ingredients you need, Chase, should be in that double chest.
All right. So we'll
start with the brewing stands. So what you need for that is pretty simple. You just need the blaze rod, which is sort of in the bottom in the middle, and the stack of cobblestone.
Well, that's it.
That's all you need for the brewing stand.
All right.
So then I also put in a crafting bench.
Okay.
So if you take a look at the brewing stands, I don't know if you want to take a look at one. You can sort of get an idea of the shape that you're looking for. Maybe think about how you'd put those ingredients together. You actually have enough to make 3 stands if you would like to.
So probably one rod in the middle and maybe 3 cobblestones all around it? I don't know.
You'll have to give it a try. But it's pretty simple. You'll figure it out. I'm fairly confident at this point. You've made enough Minecraft things.
So let's see. I'm going to say blaze rod in the middle. That's what I'm going to guess. No, that's not it.
So you only need 3 blocks of cobblestone to do one stand.
There it is. Ha ha. Yes, I figured it out, folks. Suck it.
So go ahead and craft that one.
Okay.
And throw it. Go ahead and just put it on the ground somewhere around here.
I'll put it right in the middle of the
two. Right in the middle of the other two is perfect.
All right.
All right. So the other thing we're going to need is the glass bottles.
Okay.
So glass bottles are obviously made from glass, which I can't remember if we've talked about creating glass before, but it's surprisingly easy.
Okay.
All you need is some sand and a furnace and something to burn in the furnace. So I've pre-prepped a furnace over here. It has some coal in it already. So in the chest there, you should see a stack of sand.
Okay.
Go ahead and grab that, throw that, open up the furnace, put it in the top of the furnace, and it'll start making glass. It'll take a while. I mean, it does take a little while to make glass, but that's how you make the glass that you need for creating these bottles or for any other purpose.
If
you want to make a glass window or if you want to do anything like that. These are the glass squares. These aren't glass panels, which are a little different.
Right.
So, uh, So go ahead and you can grab the ones that are made out of the furnace, or there's some pre-set up stack in the chest again.
Okay.
And so now that you have the glass, you're going to want to make some bottles.
All right.
Making bottles is pretty easy. You just need three pieces of glass or three blocks of glass. Go ahead and use the crafting bench. And when you do make them, you will use three pieces of glass to make three bottles.
Hey, so
you
see, get I figured that out. Yeah.
There you go.
Which makes sense. It's kind of, you know, a container-like, you know. So.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, so how many do we need?
There's actually quite a bit in this chest. Oh, okay. I already have a stack of 32 in there. So you can go ahead and grab the three that are in there, and we'll just add those to your inventory.
All right.
So, yeah, you can grab those bottles if you want and put them in one of your quick selects down there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now you... we need to fill those bottles with water.
So just pick one up, right-click, and...
Right-click right on the water, and you'll see your inventory start expanding with filled bottles. Now, the filled bottles don't stack. So every filled bottle will take up a spot in your inventory.
All right.
But that's the start. That's the filled... bottle of water is the first thing you need to create some potions.
Okay. All right.
So now that we've done that...
All right.
This is all the prep stuff. We haven't even created a potion yet. All we've done is make a bottle and fill it with water.
And we made the stance. Okay.
Let's make our first potion.
Now, let me ask, this is a stupid question, but this is Minecraft me. Why does this matter? Why even do this?
You know what? We'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Let's make our first potion, and people will really quickly figure, and you'll figure out why we're making potions and what they do for us.
Okay, all right.
Especially in a single player or SMP, something where survival is important.
Gotcha. Okay.
You'll see in just a minute here.
All right.
So let's go ahead and start. All potions basically start with creating what's called an awkward potion. In order to do that, you need Nether Wart.
Okay.
Which, as the name describes, you collect in the Nether,
which we have collected until I was screaming like a girl to my dad.
Right. Yeah. We found those patches of it growing around the stairway.
Right.
In that fortress. So, right. I've obviously reacquired some Nether, or some Nether Wart. So go ahead and open that chest up and grab the stack of Nether Wart that's in there out real quick.
All right. So I got some Nether Wart. Got it.
Okay. So, and you know what? You might throw the cobble, you know, like stack it, because we're going to end up with quite a bit of stuff in your inventory. So you might throw all that cobblestone onto one stack and maybe return it into the chest, or I'll put a discard chest over here. Maybe that might be better.
Okay, I do have, do I still need the blaze rod?
No, we don't need the blaze rod anymore.
And we don't need glass bottles?
And we shouldn't need any more glass bottles. If we need to, we can pick some more up. So I put a discard chest over there on the left side where you can dump the stuff we're not going to need anymore.
Okay, all right.
So go ahead and hit one of the brew stands.
So just right click, kind of like a
right click on it, just like you would anything else, and you'll see the interface for the brewing stand. So it looks a little different.
Yeah,
it's not. It looks a little complicated, but it's actually pretty straightforward. What you can do in the bottom is you put the bottles that you want to enchant, or I'm sorry, the bottles that you want to brew and turn into a potion, and in the top you put the ingredient you want to add to those bottles.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So go ahead and load up the bottom with three bottles of water.
Okay. Can you hold shift and will it do it that way? No.
No, you have to do one at a time because you can't stack the water bottles.
Gotcha. Okay, got it.
So what we need to do is we want to create the first step potion, which it sounds a little mundane, but it's called an awkward potion.
Awkward potion, okay.
It has no effect. It's not useful for anything other than creating other potions. So once you've created the awkward potion, or to create the awkward potion, all you do is you put in the Nether Wart in the top part. So go ahead and put in three should be enough. If you want, you can just drop three pieces of Nether Wart in there, and it will do all three bottles. Or you can drop the whole sack. It doesn't make a real big difference.
All right, so here's three pieces in there. Okay.
So now we got to wait.
Okay.
And it will brew the three bottles. It'll give us three bottles of awkward potion.
Okay.
And obviously, this process can take a little while, the brewing thing. That's one of the reasons why you might set up more than one stand if you want to do brewing faster. So you could have one started and start the next
I
one.
I see. Or another thing we can do, Joe, is we can always do this.
that music. I'm going to start taking a nap in a minute here. if you notice, we only used one nether wart for the three bottles.
Yeah.
So that's all we need in this situation to create the awkward potion. So if you move your mouse over those bottles now, you should see them all labeled as awkward potion.
No effects.
You want.
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and you can pull that nether wart down, but leave the bottles in place. The bottles can stay there. They won't disappear when you get off the brew stand. So go ahead and get off the brew stand.
Okay.
And head over back over to the chest.
And look at that. Ooh, there's like some flames coming from it too.
Oh, yeah. You can see the bottles on there. Somebody did make a comment once about the bottles seem a little thin when they're on the stand, which they do, but that's okay.
All right, so go back, and now what am I picking up next?
Okay, so the first potion we're going to make is something that would have been super useful when we were in the nether and you were falling in lava and burning to death.
Let me guess. Is this lava resistance
potion? A potion of fire resistance. So we'll start with the base level. All you need is the fire cream, which is a sphere-looking kind of pearl thing. Magma cream.
Okay.
Go ahead and grab that and head back to the brew stand.
Okay.
And put the whole stack in the upper part.
Okay.
We'll see how much it uses.
All right.
And so now what that's going to do is that's going to create potion of fire resistance.
Ooh.
And we're going to get into this a little bit more, but there are things we can add to the finished potions that will change their duration or increase their potency or even corrupt them.
Ooh, wow, look at that. Now they're like kind of, it only took one piece.
Yeah, perfect.
And then look at it. That's pretty cool. So fire resistance looks like 3 minutes.
3 minute fire resistance. So before we hop on to the next one, let's go ahead and adjust this one. Let's increase the duration of these. So
okay, all right.
Go ahead and pull the magma cream down.
Okay.
And go back to the chest. You should see a redstone stack.
I do, yep.
Go ahead and grab the redstone stack. And you know what? You might as well grab the glowstone stack as well while you're in there.
All right. So head back here. And now am I just dropping in the whole thing of redstone again?
Yeah, so go ahead and drop the redstone in first.
Okay.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and get a couple more bottles going. You love that music. So what that's going to do is that's going to increase the duration of the the effect, the fire resistance.
And now it's 8 minutes.
Now it says 8 minutes, exactly.
Wow. Okay.
So really cool. Now, for fire resistance, that's about the extent we can take it. We can't really increase the fire resistance. All we can do is increase the duration. So
okay.
Go ahead and pull those bottles off.
Okay.
And on the other two stands, I've gone ahead and done some I redid some awkward potions. So the next one we're going to turn into a potion of swiftness.
So that just makes you move faster.
Makes you move faster.
Okay.
And we'll start this. So to do Potion of Swiftness, once you have the awkward potion, you need a stack of sugar. You need some sugar. So there should be some sugar in the chest.
Yep.
And go ahead and grab that out.
All right.
And go ahead and on the middle stand, go ahead and throw that sugar in.
All right. There it goes.
And you'll see that slowly convert that potion. And what you'll end up with is Potion of Swiftness, which will let you run faster.
So the base level is always going to be the Awkward Potion, always.
Right. Awkward Potion is always the starter for any of the other potions.
All right, there's the Swiftness.
Now, you can make other things that will... that are potions, so to speak.
Gotcha, okay.
A thick potion, a mundane potion, or a mundane potion extended.
Right.
However, those basically have no effect. Now, if you want to, you can add, we're gonna talk about, you know, how I said you can add different ingredients to it that will, one will do duration, one will do potency, and one will do corrupting the effect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So any potion you make, you can corrupt it and make it do what it's not supposed to do, or turn it inverse.
I see.
We'll talk about that in just a little bit here. So that's gone ahead and finished. You should see now you have three bottles.
I do. Should I bring those down?
Hmm?
Or do I add redstone to this?
Go ahead and take two of the bottles down.
Okay.
So this is three. Those are 3 minute potions.
Right.
If you add redstone to it, it'll turn it into 8 minute potions.
Oh, I see. So it always adds a default 5 minute.
Well, it varies from potion to potion. For example, there's a potion of poison that is a 45 second potion, and the extended goes to 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's not totally consistent. But this potion we can change a little bit. We can turn this into potion of swiftness speed 2.
Ooh, okay.
In order to do that, what we need is that glowstone dust you grabbed.
All right. So am I putting all three back or just the one?
Just take the one down that you converted, the speed 8 minutes. Take that one down.
All right.
And put up one of the other two.
All right. And then some glowstone.
And then add glowstone in the top, yeah.
All right.
Okay, now while that's cooking.
All right.
Go ahead and head back to the chest.
All right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to corrupt this potion just because we can.
Okay.
So what you need to corrupt it is we need some fermented spider eye. Now, there is some fermented spider eye in there, but I figured we should talk about how to actually make fermented spider eye.
So fermented spider eye?
Fermented spider eye, yes.
Okay, so this is spider eye, so I'll bring that down. And so what do I do with this?
Put the fermented spider eye back.
Okay.
We don't want that yet. We're going to create fermented spider eye first so that everybody knows how to make it.
Okay, all right.
What we need is, did you grab spider eye?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you grabbed fermented spider eye. Okay.
No.
So yeah, what you need is spider eye, the sugar, and the brown mushroom. You should see all three of those in there.
And brown mushroom.
That's up in the top near the middle. You can just see the number 30.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it.
And then there's a stack of sugar in there, too.
I got that already. Okay.
Grab the other stack of sugar as well.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So now to create the fermented spider eye, it's really simple.
Okay.
Go to the crafting bench and put the three ingredients in there.
Okay. So three of each?
Put in however many you want of each. Doesn't matter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I mean... We're gonna make we should make as much as we can.
No, but what's the configuration though?
Oh, just the stacks.
All three stacks?
Yeah. Just put in the stacks. Don't layer them. Don't split them up. Don't do anything special. Just put the stacks in there together.
Whoops, sorry.
Stop throwing ingredients all over.
I know. I didn't mean to do that.
You're a messy cook.
So just drop all three in there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just drop them in there. I don't think it matters on the arrangement. We'll see if it does.
No.
Yeah. There you go. So then go ahead and shift-click on that and grab everything, all this fermented spider eye you can.
There we go. Okay.
And take that back to your inventory.
Uh-huh.
So now if we go back to that center stand,
okay.
That potion should be done.
Yep, so speed 2.
Speed 2. So that'll let you run a little bit faster, but you see the duration's only a minute 30 now.
Okay.
So go ahead and pull that potion down and grab the original potion of swiftness.
Okay, got it.
And put that in anywhere in the stand.
All right.
And now put that spider, the fermented spider eye, put one of the fermented spider eye up there is all we really need.
Okay.
And now wait. And when that gets finished, we'll see this is a poisoned, or this is not a poison. This is a corrupted potion.
Corrupted.
Yeah.
Because we added fermented spider eye. This is amazing to me. I mean, just...
It gets super complicated. There's a really good flow chart that was put together on the Minecraft Wiki.
And now it's slowness.
Right, it's a potion of slowness.
Because it's the inverse of quickness.
Exactly.
Oh, I gotcha. That's so freaking cool.
So now we can actually...
All right.
Now, what's funny about this is, it's a potion of slowness. Remember what we said about redstone increases the duration? So if you put a piece of redstone in the top of this, we're going to create a potion of slowness extended. So instead of being a minute 30, it'll be 4 minutes. So in case you wanted to run really slowly for 4 minutes. All right, but we should move on.
Okay.
We should do a few more potions that are useful.
All right.
So go back to the chest.
Okay.
And you can go ahead and put in the potions you've already done. You can throw those back in there somewhere. We'll get to those and we'll demo those in a little bit, but we don't need them for right now.
All right, so got them back in here.
Yeah, remember you can just hit shift and click on them.
I know, but I wanted to put them in a nice place,
organized and everything.
Yeah.
I'll take back my statement about what a terrible or a messy chef you are. Okay,
see, come on. All right.
So what we need now are our glistening melons.
Glistening, but we just have regular
melons. So I don't have any glistening melons in the inventory. All I have are melons. And if you notice right next to it are the gold, I can't remember what they're called. Gold ingots, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Gold nuggets. So,
gold nuggets, I'm sorry. Yeah, we need those.
Okay.
And this one you can actually do without a crafting bench. So if you just hit E to bring up your little mini crafting area.
Right.
Put in, again, any arrangement. Put in the stack of melons. Put in the stack of gold. Stop playing with yourself.
Oh, they're glistening melons.
Glistening melons.
There we go. We got 32
of them. To get glistening melons, what you need is, or to get the melon, which I didn't really talk about, you need to first either grow melon, just like we've done on other crops, or if you can find, actually, you can't find melon in the server unless you grow it yourself. So you got to grow it, find the seeds in the abandoned mine shafts, then you place a melon block, and when you break it, you'll get out a random number of pieces of melon. Then you can turn them into glistening melons. So, all right, are you done playing with yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, so go to one of the other brew stands
okay.
that I have filled up with awkward potions.
Okay.
And
put some glistening melon in it.
Put some glistening melon in, yep.
All right, there it goes.
And what this is going to make us is... this is going to make us potion of healing.
Ooh, that I could see very beneficial.
Right. So, and again, this one, however, doesn't have a duration. It's just healing. It just heals you. So so there's no real reason to add redstone to it. It'll just basically...
Instant health.
Exactly. Now, but however, it does have a potency effect. So if you leave one or two of the bottles in there and then throw some glowstone dust on top of that, you'll see it'll be potion of healing 2. Potion healing 1 will heal 3 hearts instantly. Potion healing 2 will heal 6 hearts.
Oh, wow.
You double the effectiveness.
Now, here's my devil's advocate comment here. What's wrong with food? I mean, this seems like a lot harder to create.
Remember, in food now, food does not instantly regenerate health.
Right. I gotcha. It's not instant. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
So food, if you're full on food, you will regenerate health slowly, but you will not instantly regenerate health.
There we go.
Instantly regenerate health.
Instant health, too. There it is.
So that's our second potion. So we've done fire resistance, which uses the magma cream. We've done potion swiftness, which uses sugar. And now we just did potion of healing, which used glistening melon. Which I just love the name of. I think that's
right.
Great.
Right.
There are four other potions we can do.
Okay.
And potion of healing, of course, you can corrupt potion of healing by putting fermented spider eye.
Why
on
would
it,
you
end up with
so
one the, instead of giving you 3 hearts, takes 3 hearts away?
So couldn't you use it against a monster?
Well, we're gonna get to that.
Okay.
These potions are only usable by a person right now.
I see. Okay.
But we can convert them into throwable potions, which will have an effect on whatever they hit. So let's real quickly we'll go through another couple potions here. Go ahead and go back to the.
I was making us throwing the fermented spider eye onto the instant health to.
All right.
Create the.
Go ahead and head back to the chest while that's brewing.
Okay.
And grab the ghast tears out.
Ghast tears. Okay.
So those obviously you get from ghasts.
Okay.
Healing mobs to kill them rocks. I don't understand. What
instant damage too.
But anyway, so yeah, there's your instant damage. Now, the other one you want is, so you got the gas tears, so hit one of the other stands, which I have reloaded with
Aqua potion, and now I'm going to throw some gas tear in it.
And throw some gas tear into the top. And what this is going to make us is potion of regeneration.
Hmm.
So, now this one is more like food, where it will regenerate as in it will regenerate a your health over time, but quicker than what regular food does. So it's not instant heal, but it is regenerative health.
There you go, 45 seconds.
Oh, okay. So what my comment earlier about how about I don't understand how you would kill mobs with them is we're going to make splash potions in a minute, which is the throwable style, and you can throw those on zombies. If you throw a healing potion on a zombie, it will actually cause them damage because they're a zombie and they're dead. So you're bringing them back to life, I guess.
Okay.
So go ahead and grab those out real quick. Those obviously you can extend and
same way
and enhance, or increase a potency.
Redstone.
Same right. Exact way, redstone and glowstone. And you can corrupt them, create a what's called a potion of weakness with the fermented spider eye.
Okay.
Basically the same thing. The potion of weakness makes you less strong, so if you're breaking up materials, it will take longer. The last one we're going to do is a potion of strength. And to do that, you need the blaze powder.
Okay.
Should be more in the chest again.
Got it.
And go ahead and hit one of the stands. There you go. And throw that blaze powder in the top.
So whether or not if you have one or three, when you use one item, it can do up to three.
All you need is one object or one item to affect up to three bottles.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So and there's really no reason to have less than three bottles in a stand if you're doing this for practical purposes, because the glass bottles are cheap to make and
potion
water
of
is
strength.
Kind of fine.
There we are.
So potion of strength, 3 minutes. Again, you can extend that to 8 minutes, or you can turn it into potion of strength 2, which will give you a minute and 30 of even stronger strength.
Wow. Okay.
So we have made potions that are useful on yourself.
Right.
But not useful on anything else. You can't throw a potion of healing on another player
I can't right click a potion on you and nothing will happen.
No, nothing will happen. You'll just start drinking it.
Oh, right.
So we're going to go ahead and make throwable potions. Now, to make a throwable potion, all you do is you take a regular potion and add gunpowder.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead and grab. There should be a stack of gunpowder out of there.
Yeah.
And hit one of the empty stands. Okay. And throw three. I think you can throw three different potions on there.
All right, so I'll throw a potion
throw
of
a
strength,
healing, throw a regeneration, and throw a strength on there, or something like that.
And a harming. I'm gonna do that too.
That'll be fine. Yeah, potion of harming.
And then one gunpowder in there,
and put a gunpowder in the top. You should see it start to brew. And when they get done, you'll see the bottle actually change. It'll be a different shape, which indicates it's a throwable potion.
Okay. All right.
And then you can throw that on an enemy or throw that on a friend, I suppose, if you want to, and have that effect on them. No, it won't work on me.
Ooh, yeah.
See how the bottles are different?
Kind of looks like a grenade.
Right. So now if you put one in your inventory, and I think if you right-click with it, you'll actually throw it, and you can have it affect something. You're going to throw it at me?
Yeah,
I don't think it's
going to
affect me because I think I'm in creative.
I know, but...
Yeah, ooh. So see how it splashed like that?
Yeah.
So now that would affect anybody who was there.
Is there a splash radius, or do you have to be exact?
I think there's a splash radius. I'm not sure exactly how big it is, though. So, but those are the main potions. Now, obviously, you know how I mentioned that you can adding ingredients will change the effectiveness or the duration.
Right.
Corrupt them. So you can go through and add things together and change how they work a little bit. You can select the potion of swiftness. If you corrupt that, turns it into potion of slowness. We talked about that. If you just do an awkward potion, add spider eye to it, you'll end up with potions of poison, which will poison a character for 45 seconds.
Wow.
If you extend it, it will do a 2-minute poison. Or if you do a potion of poison 2, you increase the potency. It will do a faster poison, but only for 22 seconds.
This could be really interesting, especially during PvP.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing to think about is like potion of fire resistance. If we'd had that when we went in the Nether a few episodes ago,
right.
You could have chugged a couple bottles of it. You would have been able to literally swim through the lava.
Wow. Now, when you throw a potion onto yourself or throw it onto somebody, does a clock show up or do you just you have to kind
of
time it
yourself?
Grab
one of your potions of swiftness and take a swig. See what happens.
Okay. All right. Good idea. So potion of I'll say potion of strength. So if I right click on that, whoa, well that's interesting. And I see these little circle.
Yeah, you see the little circles. So you don't actually get a clock, but you get the little circles, which indicate that you are you have the potion effect on you. So now if you so like if we both start here, you know, start next to me, and we both try to run to the other end of the room, you should be able to run faster than I
with
can.
With strength?
Oh, did you put strength on?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought you put swiftness on.
Oh, wait, there is a clock. If you hit E...
Oh, okay.
There's a clock right there.
So there you go. But yeah, if you put on swiftness and we were to try to race across the room, you should get there ahead of me.
I think I put the swiftness back.
but yeah, there. That's brewing. I mean, we went pretty quickly through it.
That's really cool, though. I like this a lot. It kind of gives it that RPG-ish to
it. Right. And you got to remember, this is... the RPG aspect of it comes also from the enchanting that we talked about previously, where you can make a sword stronger, make your pickaxe more effective, that sort of thing.
So I'm going to grab the swiftness, and I'm going to drink that now, too. So now I have speed 2 and strength.
All right.
Oh, wow. I am fast.
So, yeah, now if we were to run across the room, I don't know if you want to try this.
Ready, set, go. There you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely faster.
That's crazy.
But yeah, and if you hit E, does it have two timers now?
It sure does.
So yeah, so the effects do stack like that. Ready, set, lag. Thank you, chat room.
Ready, set, lag.
but yeah, that's brewing. So people who wanted us to do brewing, there you go. That gives you an idea.
And there's my regeneration, and then I'm now going to drink... I'll drink some more. I wonder if I can restack the regeneration. Let me see if I drink another one. Nope, it just resets the clock to 45. So you can't stack them.
You can't stack the times, but you can stack different potions on top of each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, the hardest part about doing potions and doing brewing is finding the ingredients. All of the ingredients, I believe, you have to find either in the Nether... except for a few things like glistening, like the melon and the sugar. Basically, you're looking in the Nether or you're looking to kill creatures. Either one. But in order to do anything, you have to get Nether Wart, which the only place to get that is in the Nether. Generally, in the fortress, in the fortresses, the Nether Fortress. But that's that gives you an idea of brewing. Like I said, we went through it kind of quickly, but hopefully everybody picked that up and got the idea. Like I said, there's a really, really good flow chart that shows exactly what ingredients create what potions and what effects they have available on the Minecraft Wiki. I highly recommend you check it out if you want to get into brewing. But yeah, that's brewing.
Very cool. No, I got to say that I like the aspects of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of being able to send potions to something else or to yourself and... that RPG-ish, I like that. I think that opens up a whole different avenue of game that you may not even be thinking of. You know, you're not going to do anything creative, but you kind of want to be adventurous. That's really cool.
Yeah, and it's super helpful stuff. If you're like I said, if you're heading into the Nether, grab a if you can make a couple bottles of fire resistance. You never plan on ending up in lava, but it happens. obviously. So you might as well make a couple bottles of that. Maybe it'll help you if you get there, if you need it. Better to have it and not use it than need it and not have it. Definitely cool stuff. It extends what Minecraft does. And this is sort of the direction that a lot of things in Minecraft are going. Hopefully we'll see some more of this sort of thing. More potions, more options in that direction. I think that could be really cool.
All right. So there we go, folks. There's something you've been asking for. We take your ideas and your suggestions, so make sure you email them to us, and we're going to get to email here shortly. But it's time for our new feature of the show where we kind of highlight something that's happening in our server, and that is the server showcase wait, we haven't done this in a while. Is it the server showcase spotlight? I'm going to see if I'm right. Am I right?
A server spotlight showcase? Our server showcase
of the week.
Server showcase. There you go.
And we don't have a nifty sound effect. Sorry, sad. But we are in the server. I am in the server. And so, what's the magic word, Joe? Or you can just
let's see.
Why don't you just bring me there? How about that? So our server showcase this week was nominated by one of our server moderators, and his name is DaVinci Virus. And one of our early users of the server, his name is Ubom.
Ubom.
And he created this massive castle and home. And so we're going to showcase it on this edition of the server showcase. So,
I'm bringing.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm gonna let it build in here in a minute. And then I'll jump.
So we're actually gonna do this in two stages. This is the overview, so we can take a look at this.
Okay.
You're in creative mode, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. So we'll take a look at this, and then we'll fly down and actually use the entrance for regular peeps. This is actually on top of his harvester.
Oh wow.
So because his entry is really really impressive, really cool looking. But yeah, this is his castle. This is Castle Ubom.
Castle Ubom. Wow,
it's a really cool place. I've been looking at it a bunch of times, and other people have been here, and it is really impressively done. And it is beautiful.
So he's all these different huts out front here,
right? So he has a little village off his castle. But let's actually head over to the entrance, which you get to down here.
Okay.
So this is the ground. I believe this is the ground story entrance. Yeah, this is the ground story entrance. So real quick, we'll divert and take a look at this. You see these cobblestone towers. This is his version of a cobblestone generator. Pretty cool. Right now it's turned on. So if you knock out a block, watch what should happen. Yeah, see,
what?
There it starts filling it in.
What the hell?
So the way this works is the same sort of way our generator that we've done in the server works, except that when he generates a block, he has a piston that actually pushes it up to fill in this area. So yeah, you can come through here and dig out all these blocks, and it will just re-push up new cobblestone. Pretty
sorry, cool I'm on. Just going to throw the ban hammer down real quick.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Sorry. You don't come in and call people names. So
yep, that's not cool.
No.
All right.
I threw the ban hammer live, folks. Live on our show. So anyway.
So here's the door to his castle. I don't remember what this button does. Oh, it opens the door. How nice. So normally this is probably an iron door that you can't open otherwise. But head on in.
Whoops.
Oh, and
okay.
And what you see is this is his entrance. So he's got a fire moat or a lava moat here to keep people from getting across.
I turned off my window, by the way, folks. No chat going on, so people don't get distracted by it. Sorry.
So here's what happens. Basically, you see this lever on the ground.
Yeah.
You want to click on it?
Sure. Oh,
watch what happens.
Oh.
So now there's a walkway across the lava to whoop. Thanks so much for that.
Sorry.
Hey, to get you up to the stairs.
You're talking about lava so much.
And
all right. And then you hit this lever, I bet, to.
And it returns. Yeah, it lowers it back down. Lava flows back.
Oh, too cool.
Now up here, he has another door. This is it's not a really cool protective door, but this is an awesome effect. So go ahead and punch that button on the wall there.
Oh, that's too cool.
So it's just a cool effect. Hit the button and then you got to run through it real quick. And I'll hit the button and follow you. So obviously here's a button to open it from the other side. So as we continue up these stairs, you can see we've come out in that village that we were looking at.
And hold on here. I'm going to bring our sound back up to give us some ambiance.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Okay.
So we'll head up here, and this is that village we were looking at with different colored houses and a fountain in the middle. It's got a couple of iron golems here sort of patrolling the area. But if you look up there, if you look up to your left there, you can see the cobblestone tower, the big platform. That's where we were standing earlier.
Oh, okay.
So let's head up to the main entrance. And there is Mr. Ubom himself standing here watching us, making sure we're not doing anything.
Yeah, bad. I'll bring it back up so people can see it. I turned off the chat because it was just filling up the screen. So very cool. All right.
So there's you got buttons on the wall here. One of them says ring doorbell for assistance.
Okay, I'll
go ahead
do that.
And hit that button and listen.
Oh, I heard that. Ding,
yeah,
ding.
See? So if he was inside his house, which he's not, he would be able to push a button to open the door. Since he's not there, I'll just push a button to open the door. so So that's just using a couple of sound blocks, and it lets him know when someone's here so that he can let them in. He's got a bunch of really cool stuff here. I don't really know where to start.
Okay.
I mean, we've already looked at some stuff. This is an elevator. Kind of an interesting elevator idea. We'll see how it's running today.
Oh, because we did get an email about how the elevator works, and holy wow.
So, yeah, basically, if you want to take the elevator, you go ahead and I think, yeah, you just walk up and stand in it, and it will push you up to the next floor. You can get off the floor.
Yes.
Sometimes it dumps you off, so
holy wow.
On the other side. Well, as soon as you get down, I'm going to turn it off.
Okay, I'm out.
There it goes. All right. So
wow.
Let's, you know what? Let's, instead of finding our way through this place, let's just go back outside and fly up to the roof.
Okay.
The roof's kind of cool. So up here on the roof, he has his sheep farm. And
he's got some creepers up here, I see.
Yeah, there's some creepers up there. Each one of these towers, you can see the windows in it. You can get into the towers. I think he has a bedroom in one of them. There's an area over here, you know, side towers. And he's got a bunch of stuff that's really, really cool.
This is just impressive. You want to,
is really impressive to me is he made all of this by hand.
Do you want to ask him on the chat real quick how long he thinks this took him?
Sure.
I mean, this is incredible. I mean, look at the detail. Look at the flags up there at top. I mean, this is all done by hand, folks, by hand. No cheating, no creative.
All creative. There was no, or I'm sorry, all survival.
All survival, no creative.
His recent addition is this thing over here. If you fly back behind you, you'll see this sort of arena thing.
Yeah.
So he just replied. He said it's been an ongoing thing, the castle itself, maybe 2 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have he has a beach as well. So, but this is his arena that he made. We're probably going to turn this into a PvP arena eventually. Really cool thing. But it'll be a place where people can go and fight together and you know, settle difficulties or something like that. But really cool, obviously, a really cool structure.
And then, like, he's got, this is where he would sit. And then I bet, look at the view from here. This is just too cool. And then I guess he's got this lever. He hits the lever. And yep. I guess they lets him out, I guess.
Yeah. It opens the doors to let him out. So, all right. So I just had him TP. DaVinci Virus TP me to the start of another area for his. This is his, I'm going to bring you here too.
All right.
This is his underground beach.
What?
So this is the outdoor area. Let's see if we can get DaVinci Virus to let us in. Oh, he did. So here's the cue. You got to come over here and go through the iron door and drop down these stairs. So he has this underground beach.
Oh my gosh.
And
wow.
It's a ye olde fishing hole. You can see there's squid in there. This is actually deep enough that you can fish in it. And there is a somewhere around here. Here it is. Here it is. All right. Stand over there by the water. Watch over there by the water. Okay. Went ready?
Uh huh. Oh, man.
So,
wow.
Pretty cool. I mean, obviously, this, and again, this is all done in survival mode.
All by hand, folks. We have some of the most talented people in our community, I have to say. Just incredibly impressive. Wow.
So I'm gonna warp back to the studio because people are demanding that we make an appearance there.
All right. So folks,
I'll teleport you in as soon as I get here.
And folks, if you haven't checked out our server yet, you know, head over to geekgamer.tv under the Minecraft Me section. There is server info, our pub server, and you can join us in our community. And we are here in the studio. Let's take our respective places. And here we are.
All right. I got a switch on this side.
Yeah, so do
and
I.
And a cake.
Well, that's our microphones, actually.
That's a cake over there.
And there's my pinball machine.
Yeah, but there's a cake over here.
I have a pinball machine.
I have a cake.
I have a pinball machine.
Anyway, this is obviously the studio that DaVinci Virus made for us. Really cool thing.
And I'm going to put on the chat real quick here, and I'm going to come over here so you can see all the names that we have of the people in here. DX9S and JL97 Jal, Cupcakes, Quan, A-Dog Kills, Modmaster 68, Daddy Pixel, 7788, Andrew 78. That's a long name. Very
yeah,
cool.
There's a lot of people in here. A lot of really good players. It's a good environment. If you haven't had a chance to hop in here and check it out yet, it's worthwhile.
Definitely.
As long as you're not a jerk, we promise we won't ban you.
Absolutely. And I gotta say, folks, that the show's all about community and about helping each other out when it comes to playing this awesome game. And if you have anybody in mind for the next server showcase of the week, we do have a nomination form, and we'll show you guys how to find that towards the end of the show. But Ubom, that is incredible, Joe. That's just mind-boggling to me. That, I mean, here I am thinking about what kind of house am I going to build, and he's got this underground water park and just massive castle and all that. It's incredibly impressive.
It is really, really impressive, yeah. And really, that's it's a good place to start, but that's not all our server has. There is a lot more content on there that we haven't even scratched the surface of yet.
Oh, no kidding yeah. at all. So, well, folks, the show is not over yet. This is an extra long extended edition, and why? It's because we haven't done a show in a while, so we owe it to you to give you a little bit more, and it's time to hit the mailbag for the Minecraft Me messages.
Minecraft Me messages.
That's right, folks. Minecraft Me messages. You can send them our way, minecraftme@geekgamer.tv, or you could fill out the contact us form on the website as well. They come to the same place. They all come into our mailbox. Now, we got a lot of emails. A lot. And so many, in fact, that we do not have the time or the energy to go through every single one. But I did look at every single one, and we went through, and we picked out some that we wanted to cover, some really cool ones. So don't worry, folks. Episode 28, which is a multiple of 7 episodes, every 7 episodes, we promise to do a question and answer episode. So it's very important at this point, if you have any questions or anything you want to ask to us, to me, to the show, to about the game, send them now for episode 28, which will be our question and answer show. But we do have questions and emails to start off with. And Joe, why don't we start off with Garrett's email?
All right. So Garrett writes us and says, "Hey, Joe and Chase, been watching the progression of the server from the vids, and I love what you guys are doing. I've noticed that some people have been sending you messages about adding factions to the server. This is not always a good thing because some factions will abuse their power. I know because on a server I use, I had my base captured and was blackmailed into trying to get it back.
Oh, jeez.
Just thought I'd give you guys a heads up on things about factions. Keep up the good work and keep guiding us through."
Hey, no problem. I don't want factions on our server, Joe.
I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about with factions. I'm wondering if he's talking about reserved land, which is something we've talked about doing, and we probably will be doing in specific areas where if you jump into the server. Right now, it's more or less free-for-all. You find a spot that you like, and you start building there. But we may be moving a few things around on the server, and one of the things that we'd be doing is creating a reserve area where you can go in and say, this big plot of land is mine and I need to build my house on it. The danger with that is if you start building in an area that's not reserved to you, someone else can reserve it.
And yeah, that's true.
But we do have fairly cooperative admins usually. Unless you annoy us. And so we can always reverse that sort of thing. It's not something we want to see happen. We don't want people blackmailing others to get something they've worked on back.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
But no, thanks for the email. Really appreciate it. And we'll definitely keep that in mind.
Jonathan Lee writes in, Jal97Jal writes in and says, "Hey guys, I was just wondering if your server is going to add commands for players like /spawn/set home and /home. Anyhow, I really enjoy your podcast. Keep up the good work." Yes, those server commands are now in there. Right,
those
Joe?
Commands are in there, and there are actually a few others that I haven't really been talked about yet. But those are definitely there, spawn, sent home, and home. The other one that's there is after you die, you can do slash back, and it will take you back to the place where you died, so you can pick up your stuff or be killed again by whatever killed you the first time.
And we will be coming up with a page and a document right. on our website that will have all the commands that you can do in our server. Joe's going to be creating something like that, and we'll have that on the website when it's ready. So
yeah, I'll be making that. Hopefully, it'll only be a few days. I have a lot of server stuff that I need to do before I can get
Oh, yeah, that's another treat, too, that we'll talk about here at the end of the show. But improvements coming up for our server as well. Go ahead, Joe. Next one.
So the next one's from Alex, NYKid2197. Hey, guys, I love the show. Huge fan. I have your server set to my multiplayer list, but every time I connect to it, it says that the server's out of date and I get kicked off. I have never been able to get on your server, and I would love to try it out. Please let me know when it is fixed or if it is trouble on my end, as it very well could be. Thank you so much. Keep Minecraft me alive. I think he was maybe one of the ones afraid that we were just going to do 26 episodes and call it. Let's not get renewed for another season.
Yeah, no, we got picked up. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. It may be that that was probably happening a little while ago. We delayed upgrading our bucket, our server with because bucket didn't come out for quite a long time. We still haven't upgraded the server to 1.25, but it doesn't matter. 1.24 is compatible with 1.25 clients. So that's one of the things I'll be doing is upgrading Bucket to or the server to 1.25 this weekend probably. But it should be working now. As long as you have a current Minecraft Me client or a Minecraft client, you should be able to get right in without any difficulties. If you do have ongoing problems, let me know. And make sure you send us like your Minecraft version number, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it is a public server, so you do need to have a legitimate Minecraft account. You can't just use an offline account.
Always, you know, one of the things I've kind of discovered now is, you know, obviously the client's always going to tell you when there's a new update available. Don't always update. What I would do is don't update. Try to join the server. And if you get in the server, then you're good to go. If you can't get in the server and says you're a version behind or what have you, then go ahead and update. I would say wait for the server to prompt you instead of the program to prompt you.
Right. If you don't update and you go to connect to the server and you get in without a problem, that means the server hasn't updated yet. Yep. If you do update and you go to connect to the server, that means the server and you get kicked out. It means the server hasn't updated, but you have, so you won't be able to play on it.
Yeah.
I would hold back and just wait for a little bit. Usually updates are quick, but we depend on Bucket and the architecture for that in order to maintain the server. So if that hasn't updated yet, and sometimes they only lag a few hours behind. Sometimes they lag as much as a couple weeks behind the official releases. But they've been keeping up to date with at least 1.24 came out same day, or 1.25 came out same day.
Oh, yeah. So. Email coming in from Monkey Manual. He says, "Hey, I'm a fan of your video podcast. Awesome job. I learned a lot from it. And today I tried your pub server." Now, this is different. Not the same email. I read the rules of the forum, and just so I know every rule or law there is. And after 5 minutes, I was walking around looking for a start or where to go to get a residence. So, first off, we're going to be changing the location of spawn here pretty soon. The only reason why is obviously it's really cluttered. It's a little bit of disorganization. We're going to relocate it to a new place on the server where we'll help you get started in finding a place to live.
Yeah.
And to get a residence, really, Monkey, you have to create one. You don't just get a building. You have to actually create, mine, and get the materials and then create something. So you don't get a residence. I'm hoping you're thinking just land. And obviously, with the world being so big, there's plenty of spaces. But the cool thing is, when we build this new spawn area, we will have a subway that will take you back to the old spawn and take you right there. So, in case
we'll definitely have a method to get back to the old
absolutely.
Spawn, so you can take a look and see what's there.
Yeah,
because it's a cool place, even if it is really, really crowded.
Yeah. All right, Joe, you're up.
So the next one's from Andrew C. and. They're saying, "Hello, I'm a massive fan of your show and major fan of Minecraft too, but there is a problem. I'm only 13 and my parents have a credit card, but because of scamming, they say no. Even if I offer, they still refuse. So don't get mad. I have a pirated version of the game, which annoys me that I can't get on your pub server. Is there any advice you guys can give me? Love the show. Keep up the good work." I would say if your issue is your parents don't like the idea of using their credit card online, See if you can find a place that'll give you or will sell you one of the prepaid visas or that sort of thing.
I mean, that's
and use that to pay your car, pay for the title.
Yeah, I mean that's the best way of doing it. I mean, have you have your parents say, here's my $20. Can you go buy me a Visa card online? I mean, there's lots of places now that will. And if your parents are really concerned about security, depending on their bank, they can even get a temporary Visa number. For shopping purposes online.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways of doing it. Temporary credit cards that you can use online. You don't have to worry about it being insecure or anything like that. That said, I haven't heard of anyone losing or having their credit card information compromised buying Minecraft.
Yeah, that's true.
There have been other places where that information has been compromised, but I believe Minecraft specifically, they only have that information long enough to do the transaction, and then it goes away. So it's I don't think it's a big concern, but I understand a lot of people still have those kind of concerns.
Yeah. Chase and Joe. Dave writes in and says, my six-year-old son and I wanted to tell you how much we enjoy your show. He watches all the time on our Roku box, and we play together on your pub server. He said, keep up the awesome work on Geek Gamer TV, but stop the bad words. Thanks, Dave. and hey, Robert from Colorado, thanks for watching and hanging out with us. And I'm sorry on the potty mouth. You know, sometimes, you know, we get in the heat of the moment. Yep. And you can ask your dad this. You know, sometimes we all get in that heat of the moment and say words that are not appropriate. But, you know, we try to keep this PG, and I do apologize. At some point, I think we'll have, like, a rated R version of something. But not now. So I do apologize. But thanks for watching on the Roku box. I assume you must be watching on the Tech Podcast channel. Because we don't have an actual app on Roku. But thank you. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Joe.
So this is from Ollie Christensen.
Written in before.
He's from England. I think he's actually also played on our server.
And I think he actually made a video.
Oh, man. Cool.
I think he's one of the guys who made a video.
First, love the show, Joe and Chase. But do you think that Minecraft will be released on the Nintendo 3DS? Also, would you like advertising for free? Because I have a Facebook page, a fan page from Micro Pigs with 1,000 fans. And I would be happy to advertise the best show ever on my page.
Wow.
Best show ever.
Best show ever.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
I'd be happy. Yeah. I think we'd both be happy to have you list our show on your Facebook page. That sounds great.
Yeah, no. Hey, feel free. I mean, if you feel that we're doing something good and you want to, you know, throw something out there for us, hey, that's cool with us. You have our permission. I think Minecraft will be available on the 3DS at some point, sure. I mean, I don't see why Mojang wouldn't.
Probably, unless they've entered into some exclusive agreements.
Yeah,
with,
which will eventually will run out, I think.
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just hard to see how long, but hopefully we will see it on the 3DS. I do think 3DS would be a pretty good platform for it. I can't see how that would be terrible. I think it would work just fine. But yeah, hopefully. Who knows? It's not been announced, but maybe.
George Fernandez writes in and says, I wanted to know how you can sleep in your pub server. I know that in single player that it sets your spawn point to that location, so I was wondering if it's the same on your server. If it isn't, then I wonder if there's an easy way to get back to the point where you died at, short of using F3 and noting the location and walking all the way back. By the way, I wanted to say that Minecraft Me is a great podcast. When Joe explained how to best mine by creating a shaft every third block, that was very informative. I had it up to the point, just pseudo-randomly mined and did not get a very high yield. So with the advice, I'm not much better at mining. I think he means I am much better at mining.
I think so, yeah.
Keep up doing a great job. Thanks, George Fernandez. His name is J-A-F-R, Jafar, on the server. So, Joe, when you sleep, you can't really sleep in the pub server because you would need everybody to sleep at the exact same time, right? How do you save a location?
Yes. Well, in order for the server to skip through night, everyone who's on the server has to all be sleeping at night.
Okay.
That's the only way to do it. On a server, especially a server that has several people on it, like ours usually has anywhere between 4 and 15 to 20 people on it, it's really, really hard to get everybody coordinated and asleep at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Sorry, it sucks, but that's just the way it goes. As for your spawn point, the plugin that we use to figure out to tell you where your spawn point is or to force you to spawn at a specific spot or that and gives you the slash spawn command overrides what you're doing sleeping in a bed, trying to set the spawn point that way.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of annoying, but there is a solution for it. When you get to your home, do /set home. That will set your home location there. And now, anytime you need to get back there, you do /home, you go right back to that spot.
Cool.
So that's the easy way to get around it. Even if you die, like I said, you do /back, you go back to where you died, you can pick up your gear, then do /home, and you go back to wherever you set your home at previously.
Very good.
So there you go. And there will, like I said, I am working on a page that will have all these little commands and all this kind of inside info listed. And it'll hopefully be pretty clear then that all the different things you'll be able to do on the server.
Cool. All right, Joe. Next one.
So the next email is from Will, or Foxy. Sorry, Foxy.
Will Foxy.
Hey, Joe and Chase, have a suggestion for you. You guys always say how hard it is to do mod review sort of episodes because it has to be a server mod. Well, why don't you do what the Yogscast guys does? One of you, probably Joe, plays single player while recording, and then after that, you both go over and voice it through the show. It would be great. Also, the mod I would like to show is the Yogsbox. It has all of their favorite mods in it, and I'm sure Joe can put his head to work in making some pretty cool stuff if he uses the Technic launcher to play with the Technic pack. No idea what those are. I guess I'll have to check. They are all great mods, and I would love to see you guys showing them to the world. That's not a bad idea. We can do some that sort of thing. The problem is we live how many hundred miles apart?
Oh, 200.
200-ish miles apart?
250-ish.
Yeah, so it's a little hard to coordinate some of that stuff this long distance. That's why we both hop into a server. That way we can both be in the same place at the same time, yeah, so to speak, in the Minecraft world. So,
but I think what he's saying is you would record single player, and then I would play back the video, and then we both talk about it.
I think that's kind of what he's saying, yeah. So, I mean, maybe we'll have to do something like that. We'll have to talk about it. There's some potential that I'm going to be up there in a few weeks here anyway. So maybe we'll do some of those single player mods. Maybe some of those single player mods we can do at that point.
Yeah.
But thanks for the email, definitely. So I'll have to check into that Yogsbox mod.
All right. Next email comes in. And how I timed it this way, I have no idea, Joe. Hi, guys. Maybe Chase could say this in a South African accent. You don't have to, but you know me. You know me, Joe. I have to try, right?
All right. Do you know what a South African accent is?
Isn't it kind of like British-ish?
No.
I have no idea. I'm gonna mess this up. I was just wondering. I'm not gonna do this.
No, that's not right.
I was just wondering.
No, that's Australian.
Yeah, all right. I was just wondering how to host a server on a website like yours is on geekgamer.tv. Does it require specific coding in Dreamweaver? Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. I'd really appreciate your concern. Once I host my server online, I'd like you guys maybe test it out a bit, see if it needs any improvements. Thanks a lot, guys. And by the way, I really enjoy your server. From Dr. TDB, Zachary. First off, wow, Dreamweaver. That's old.
Dreamweaver's not old. They're still making it.
I know, but no.
It's still... Well, I haven't used it in a while. But, I haven't done any real serious web design or web creation in a while. So,
yeah. I'm using a content management system called WordPress. There's many other hundreds of different types of content management systems, but I use that.
But that's for the web page.
That's for the web page.
And I think what Zach is asking about is specifically creating or hosting a Minecraft server.
Well, he says, like, yours is on geekgamer.tv, so I was...
Right.
Oh, does he mean... Oh, he thinks we hope... You know what, Joe?
Right.
He thinks that we're hosting the server on geekgamer.tv, and we're not.
Right.
We're using is creative DNS redirection. So when you go to mcserver.geekgamer.tv, it forwards to an internal address at Joe's house, and that's how we're able to have the server happen.
So, yeah, the server actually is running on hardware over there. If you want to put one online, there's a couple different ways you can do it. One way is to get a virtual private server from a server hosting company. You can get a hosted Minecraft server from a number of different places. I think we've talked about a couple in the past.
Yep.
Another way you can do it. Somebody just told me about this yesterday. Actually, last night I heard about this. He actually hosts his server on an Amazon Cloud virtual server, which sounds like a pretty good idea. He says he gets his 8-player server that usually has less than 4 people in it. I think actually it might be a 16-player server with less than four people in it. He can host that for about $25 to $30 a month, and through the Amazon cloud. And the nice thing about that is, as you need more memory or more CPU or that sort of thing, it will automatically expand and give you access to more.
Right.
So, but of course, you got to pay for it. So there's a lot of options out there. Hosting it internally, if you have a decent internet connection, I have a pretty good connection here. It's not a bad option. It's definitely the cheapest choice if you already have the hardware and the internet connection. If you want to host it elsewhere, if you're worried about having it in your house or having it on your private connection, you can definitely do that. You just need to find a service provider, like I said.
Yep. I'm going to read the last email, Joe, and then we'll
skip a couple more.
Yeah, we're going to skip a couple, and we're going to finish up with Mark here.
Okay.
Mark writes in from Auburn, Alabama. He writes in Bama.
You know, two of them are from the same Mark. Okay.
Okay. Hi, Jason, Joe. My daughter and I love your show. Tonight we will get to watch it live for the first time. Yay! So hopefully you're in the chat room right now. I don't know. She is four.
At least watching the video.
Yeah. She is four, and her name is Amber. We have both learned to make so many Minecraft things from watching your show. I bought a second account, and we play together on a local host server. Oh, that's so cool. So you set it up locally, and you guys play. That's cool.
Yeah.
Her favorite part of all the shows was during the animal husbandry episode when Chase said, "Stupid cow." If you could say, "Hello, Amber," and "stupid cow," it would make our day. Thanks again for the great show, Mark from Auburn, Alabama. Freaking stupid cow. And hi, Amber. Hope you're doing well. Hopefully you're not picking on your dad too much in the server.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I am. You know.
Stupid.
And and if you want, we'll come up with a few secret things that you can do that will cause problems for him. Maybe we'll
absolutely. We'll have the insider's guide.
Yeah. We'll have to come up with something that you can do just to cause your dad some problems.
Absolutely.
In the server.
Absolutely. as always, folks. In case you want to know the details of our server, you can always head to mcserver.geekgamer.tv. In Minecraft, type that server address, and you will get right to our server. Or if you want to find out information about our server, head to geekgamer.tv/mcserverinfo, or you can head over to our website at geekgamer.tv. Let me bring it up here and kind of make the shot a little bit easier to see. If you head over to the Minecraft Me and then drop that down, you'll notice past episodes, pub server info, the showcase nomination form. We also have a skin builder that you can use to help create your own custom skin, and also the research request form, which you can fill out in case you have some sort of grief or problem as well. We also want to remind everybody that, you know, we do this show completely advertising free. So that means we love donations. Any donation over $25 will be mentioned on the next episode of Geek Gamer Weekly and Minecraft Me. I know we received one in late tonight, so didn't quite make the episode for this week. But don't worry, you will be mentioned on the next episodes of Geek Gamer Weekly and Minecraft Me. So that means the next episode as well. So don't you worry, whoever donated, because I saw a notification, and I don't know who did it. But
We got a donate from Blank the Tards.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Anyway, I also wanted to share some late breaking news. We just got word in the IRC that Amber spilled her milk laughing just now at your stupid cow statement. So
that's too cool. Well, I mean, you know, the automated animals, you know, it's just,
oh yeah,
they do stupid things.
It's like herding cats.
And if you're in our server, by the way, if you're in our server, make sure you head over to the Clarkson Island.
Oh yeah,
because now it's turned into the Clarkson Island Zoo. And I have many different types of animals there, including Clarkson cows, Clarkson chickens, and Clarkson pigs. And don't forget to visit the Clarksons as well. That's all there on Clarkson Island, where there's more Clarksons per capita than any other place in the Minecraft world. I also want
nobody's going to get the reference.
No,
nobody. I mean,
somebody
there's going to be like eight people from the UK who are like, yay!
And if you guys get the reference, email me. and by the way, folks, we love your emails, but if you make a video email, like a video response, 30 seconds or less, you will get to the head of the line. We want to see you guys. Show us and give us your questions. Remember, episode 28 is a Q&A episode, so send your questions in now, and we will make sure to address them on episode 28, because every multiple seven episode.
Or anytime before we record the next episode.
That's right.
You don't have to send them in, stop everything and do it today, stop, right at this moment.
We'll stop now. We'll wait.
Yeah, we won't. But,
no.
But anytime between now and then, you can send it in.
Yes. One final personal network note. A lot of you guys who download and watch this show, we do one other show on the network. It's called Geek Gamer Weekly. We do it every Sunday night. We do it live, but you can also download it through iTunes. You can also head to our website, hit the subscribe button, and then you can subscribe to Geek Gamer Weekly. We really want to encourage you to do that. And the reason why, we're coming up on a huge milestone. We're coming up on episode number 200, which is incredible to fathom. We've been doing it for years, literally years.
In different versions.
In different versions, but in the same series, the ongoing saga of Roundtable Tech and Gaming Chat, we're coming up on episode 200. It'll be 199 this Sunday, and then the following week is the big one, if we keep to the schedule. So that being said, if you have a response or a video or anything you like to say, congrats on 200, please let us know. And this is one you want to watch live.
We're going to have stuff going on.
We're going to have so much stuff. It's not going to be funny. I'm going to try to create a video of going back through the years and laughing at
a highlights reel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try. But, it's been a lot of fun doing this for all these years. I started it all, the whole thing off with a great friend of mine. His name's Kyle Rumley, lives down in Oregon, and here it is today. And we started off as an audio only podcast, and now we're doing video. And thanks, by the way, to your donations, we're going to be making improvements. I've been taking those donations and stacking them up and saving them, and I'm hoping to take Minecraft Me to full HD quality. Very, very soon by getting some new hardware that will help me capture via hardware solution what's going on the screen and what's going on the computer. So, but thanks to you guys. As a reminder, you can find us on iTunes. If you haven't done so yet, write a review. You can find us on the Boxy Box. We do have our own app. It's Geek Gamer TV. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Geek Gamer TV. We also have a Facebook at facebook.com/groups/geekgamertv, or just head to our website at the very, very bottom. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Here, I'll even do that and show you guys. But just scroll all the way down to the bottom. Oh, hold on. It's off the screen. I can't show it. Oh, yes, I can. Hold on. I was flowing so well, too. All the way down to the bottom. And there you will see, folks, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, our YouTube channel, and show notes, all that fun stuff. It's all there. So, yes, that's it. This is the longest Minecraft Me episode we have ever done. So hopefully you guys are okay with this. We will try to be back to an hour-ish next week. Mr. Joe, final words.
Have fun. We'll see you guys next week. We want more questions. I don't know.
Yeah, questions for next week.
Yeah.
And you're also payback in the server. So
I am payback in the server.
And your text is red.
And my text is red when I do chat, yes.
That's right.
So, I probably will be back in the server later tonight. I got to go and get some dinner first, but then I'll be back.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to head to dinner, and then when I come back, I'm going to edit this video and get it up online.
Yeah. And I will be doing a downtime on the server this weekend at some point.
To update it.
To update it and also hopefully to move some hardware. So hopefully it won't be more than about a 20-minute downtime, but we'll see.
Awesome. You guys, thank you. I really do appreciate this. This has turned into an awesome community. It's blown up, but it's been the most rewarding thing I think I've done in my entire 5-plus years of broadcasting on the internet. And I do truly, wholly appreciate it. And I hope Minecraft Me gets to 200 episodes just like Geek Gamer Weekly does. So
I remember the second or third episode when the shows really started taking off, and we got I think we broke 1,000 downloads in a week.
Yeah, now it's even more.
And your statement was, it makes podcasting fun again.
Yeah, it does. Well, it makes it fun again when you have people out there who listen. And I mean, right now we have 21 people in our chat room live, and countless thousands who download the show and watch it.
Yep.
Honestly, you guys make it worthwhile.
And I'd have to go check, but I think we've had over 700 people connect to our server so far.
Yeah. Oh, so, no, I think it's like over 800 now, I want to say.
Is it? I think it was 700 a couple days ago, so it could very well be over 800 now. But yeah. It's pretty outstanding how popular this has gotten. And I think it's really, really cool too.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. And that's it for this week. Keep an eye on the calendar. We will be back for another edition of Minecraft Me next week. We are back on schedule. Keep digging, everybody. We'll see you all later.